So, a very good afternoon to you, a good evening to you, depending on wherever you are finding yourself in this beautiful, beautiful Friday. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. My name is Kanjengo Gamekulu Kwanyoka, and welcome to our Friday edition of Business and Economic segment, where we talk about business, economic policies, entrepreneurship, investment, risk management, value addition, all sort of matters that meant to catapult or catapult or whatever that word is, that meant actually to get us to the level that we aspire to be. You want to be rich, right? I want to be rich. I want to be a millionaire. So are you. We want to reduce unemployment. We want to reduce poverty and inequality. So now we have conversations. We talk. We discuss. We guide. We market. We talk about matters and issues that can get us there. And as we stated, the business and economic segment, it is a program tailor-made for entrepreneurs, tailor-made for investors, tailor-made for policymakers and institutions that want to get out there, that want to do better, that want to improve. So while we wait for you to come, because the Minister of Agriculture already came, they use their platform, and others, DBN was already here, they use the platform. While we wait also for you entrepreneurs to use your 30 minute and come and talk about your product, we also discuss, or we also provide lectures, if I can call them like that, on matters that can either awaken something in you, can either improve the way you understand things, or can make you think, or can make you actually call or write something to correct me. So we facilitate also conversation that will get us there, grow our economy, improve it to the level that we're supposed to take it. Now, one of the most critical thing that I have been observing is this, that we so much want to grow our economy. We want so much to be at a certain level, to be like the Singapore and others. But one thing I've realized as I listen to different conversation in this country is that we don't talk about the product development. We don't talk about ideation. We don't talk about conceptualization. We don't talk about the prototype. We don't talk about seed capital. We don't talk about early stage entrepreneurs or startups. So meaning we are not we want to jump ship. And in our promotion of entrepreneurship, where we are saying we want to promote entrepreneurship, but we are not talking about early stage. We're not talking about the process of taking that idea of yours and turning it into a written something. Then after turning it into a written something, that is not the process of ideation. Then turning that idea now into concept, because a concept can be funded. A concept can be presented. And from there, actually, if it's a physical or if it's a good, we look at the prototype. And if it's a service, then we take it to the market if it's ready for the market. So my focus today is to look at this stranger concept and word, ideation, conceptualization, prototype, taking to the market. We are not having this conversation. And these are the key word you get to hear when you talk to people like Mr. Anoshike or at the base camp and other. It's like they have their whole group where they're talking about these words. About no taking you to the market, getting your company ready for investors. So how come we are not normalizing these type of terms if we are saying that we want to promote entrepreneurship? How come in our policy conversation we are not talking about ideation? We are not talking about conceptualization. So how come we want to promote entrepreneurship? How come we want to grow the country? How can we want to start producing and adding value when concepts are not respected, ideas are not funded,
prototype are not being taken, incubations are not being invested in. Venture capitalists are not a big thing. Early stage financing is not a thing. So then how do we talk about entrepreneurship when we already do not have entrepreneurs? When most of the companies that are in Namibia are from somewhere. So it means what is missing in Namibia is a conversation, is a financing, is an investment, is a platform where we educate each other that for you to talk about entrepreneurship, you have to start with ideation. That small thought that you have about something, turn it into a good idea. And that good idea that can be easily converted into a proposal. And from a proposal, it can be converted into a concept which is ready to be taken to the market. So how come we are not having this conversation? And that's why you have a bigger difference of entrepreneurs being registered on BIPA, CC, name reservation. But they are not maturing or translating into businesses. Because the concept of ideation, conceptualization, prototype building, and taking product to the market or product development is not taking place. Yes, people are hungry. People want to do things. People want to invent. People want to innovate. But the process of taking that idea, that thought, to become a proposal that can be funded, that can be financed, is the one which does not exist. Beautiful people. Can we have a conversation in such a manner that look at the product development?
My understanding of that, if we truly want to promote entrepreneurship and to cultivate a culture of entrepreneurship, we need to encourage the process that it takes to be an entrepreneur. And I was having a conversation yesterday with a young man. He did IT, all these IT-related software things. But they are saying, no, but we have a lot of good ideas. We have a lot of good ideas. And this is where now my problem is to say that we are not promoting entrepreneurship. Because a lot of our young people, a lot of ideas and thoughts to do something to monetize what they have. But the process of becoming entrepreneurship is what we are not facilitating. The stages. Because these young people do not know that, is this idea bangable? Is this idea feasible? Can it be done? Is there a market? And it starts with ideation, that process of ideation. Putting those thoughts down and presenting that idea in such a way that an investor or somebody can listen to it. Not the thoughts that are just in our mind, like, yeah, I want to hustle, bro, I want to hustle. No, not this informal thing that I want to hustle that we do part-time. And that is what we are not encouraging. And that's why we don't have incubation centers. That's why we are not having pitch night or pitch day or pitch whatever at the highest level. We are not respecting those things. Nobody funding them. And that is now why I'm saying that we are not actually cultivating that process. If at the basic level, we do not know what is ideation, we do not know what is conceptualization, we cannot prepare a basic proposal or pitch to get funding or to get somebody to come on board. How strong is our entrepreneurship module at the varsity level, at the school level, at the vocational level? And that's why most of us are unable to convert our skill set and our understanding and our traditional knowledge into entrepreneurship. That's why people are calling our traditional healers as witch doctors. But these are people who have indigenous knowledge in medication and they are able to heal certain things or to provide medication or herb for certain things. But because we are not cultivating entrepreneurship among ourselves to tap in our indigenous knowledge and to use what is at our disposal in terms of market, in terms of resources, is why we are not building. And I'm not saying I know. I'm actually starting to get into this zone. Like, I'm starting to understand entrepreneurship. I listen. Because this dude, like, we were out, like, we were cooking something, we had friends over. Then we started having this conversation in the kitchen while everybody is outside. Like, literally, our whole braai was just in there. And he was asking all this question, he was asking all this question. And I kept getting more of these people. That how come we have so many thoughts and so many ideas and so many people want to work? But it seemed like it's just so difficult to start. And we now came up with an excuse to say, no, it's capital. No, 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 it's not capital yet. We don't know the basic of entrepreneurship. We don't know. We don't know the process of product development. And we are not doing anything to solve that. Market penetration. Entering a market. Strategizing, brainstorming, planning, building, and releasing a product to the market. We as a country, we need to go through that process. Young people need to be taught such a process of product development so that they are able to put their thought together. That process of ideation, that process of conceptualizing that idea into something that can be financed, that I can take it to an asset manager, that I can take it to investors. That's why many of us are walking around with ideas and thoughts. Many of us young people, we are willing. But unfortunately, we do not know the process of ideation. We do not know. Beautiful people. We need to start having these conversations. Product development, the process and the concept of entrepreneurships. Where do we start? Which process do we need to teach our kids? So that when they are going to pitch any idea anywhere, we're not going to run around, yeah, but I want to start a cooker shop. Yeah, I want also go into eggs. Every young person wants to go into eggs farming. Everyone wants to go now in chicken farming. But they haven't gone through the process of ideation. It's just a thought that they have about farming. But did they now put some good idea? Did they sit down? Did they brainstorm? Did they go into such an environment of brainstorming to arrive at that idea which can be thrown around, that can be detached from them? That anybody who present that idea, it will make sense. Because most of the ideas now that we have are just attached to ourselves. I wanna what? And that is not entrepreneurship. That is just me and you wishing to go in farming. That is not the process of entrepreneurship. That is me just wishing. And a lot of us in Namibia, from the policymakers to the facilitator, are wishful. No, we wanna what? But nobody's going back to the stage where it's supposed to happen. Nobody's promoting that culture. Nobody's coming back. Startup Namibia closed down some time ago because of funding. Nobody was willing to fund Basecamp. And it's a classical information that you need to know to support my argument that in Namibia we are wishful thinking. Because if you are killing Startup Namibia, if nobody's willing to fund Basecamp, or pitch night, or pitch anything, it means none of us are serious about entrepreneurship. We do not actually know. Even the local content police that you are talking about to make a Namibian to participate, how will they participate? This is why you end up with briefcase entrepreneurs who cannot build a sustainable business because they didn't start the business. They just been facilitated as working men who have connections. Then after that, then the business collapse. That's why me and you are failing. And I'm one of them. And I have my whole history. I have a whole of things that I have started that have failed. And I'm saying I'm also just getting in this zone of entrepreneurship promotion. And that's why I have now concluded to myself that I am not an entrepreneur, colleagues. But I'm a good investor. I can be a good investor. Because I'm now understanding the market.
I'm now understanding that I can give you my dollar. Your project sound fine. Or I can now tell somebody, please, that the project of yours, go back. Go back to the process of ideation. Go back to the conceptualization stage. Meaning it because there are certain things that you have not understood. You are rushing through the process of entrepreneurship. And you will not survive the first 3 years or the first 2 years. And that's why we have the highest mortality rate of entrepreneurship in Namibia. And that's why no idea leave BIPA. We are paying BIPA for nothing. We just registered our businesses. Me and my colleague have registered probably 5. None of them have came out of BIPA. We're just paying BIPA for the sake of it. And it's because we are rushing to go to BIPA to register. Rather than going through the process of ideation, then conceptualizing, then even create a prototype or do a simulation even to say, if we're going to take this thing to the market, what do we need to do? We are jumping to BIPA to register, to reserve a name. But nobody's going through the process of ideation, conceptualizing, prototype, maybe incubating, maybe simulating. Nobody's doing that. And that's why we have a lot of registered businesses at BIPA. But where are they? Where are they operating? Because we are not going through the process of product development. We are not promoting entrepreneurship at all. We are not. We are not talking about it. We are not. And also, even BIPA them alone, when you read their annual report, I wish they can actually disintegrate the date and the business registration. Where are we registering a business? Where are we registering? In which sector? Now many of us are just selling Kapana. Many of us are ordering with me. We are just jumping in. Once I see that you are ordering, I'm also going to start ordering. Nobody is going through the process of product development, conceptualizing that idea, and understanding the feasibility and the ability to enter such a market. Nobody's assessing the market. Everyone is just saying, no, I can also order with me. People are buying. You do not understand that in my phone, there are 10 people selling All-Star, all of them, through order with me. There are 5 of them selling chicken to me, all of them claiming that this marathon, all of them. So it's all of you entering the same market because none of you did the basic of ideation, putting your thought down and arranging them in such, now you have an idea, a business idea, not an idea. For now, many of us have ideas. Kanjengo wana go in mining. Kanjengo wana go where. All of us have ideas. But are they now entrepreneurial ideas? They will only become that once you go through the process of ideation. Taking the product, the idea product, from concept to delivery, to beyond. And beyond is you now staying in business for more than 2 years or 3 years, scaling and scaling. As soon as you turn 1 year, you're already crying. No, the market is bad. Yes. All of us are crying because we do not want to go through the process of entrepreneurship. All those stages. And that's why now I'm sure many of you are starting to see. I talk about him because I know him and he's in my ear more. I'm sure many of you are starting to hear Hanoshike a lot. Jesse Hanoshike. A lot. And I think all of us should be like Jesse, talking about the early stage development of entrepreneurs, of ideas and concept. Many of you now, all of you guys are there. Local content. While you have not fixed the ground where enterprises begin, we are all jumping now. Every analyst is now jumping on the local content. We can no, you haven't fixed the ground, the early stage, to prepare them to go participate in oil and gas. You haven't done it. They have no access to finance. You have not built incubation centers. You haven't even came up with the policy to assist them. You have no bank. Your project preparation fund is not done. Guys, we are very far to jump on local content if we are not going to fix the early stage where everything else begins. Colleagues,
look, I am changing my conversation because I'm listening more to what the Startup Namibia and the Basecamp colleagues and the Pitch Night and whatever these colleagues are doing. The angel investors, what they are doing and what they are facing at the ground and the rejection that they are getting and the lack of support that they are getting. And it made me realize that Namibia, many of us do not understand the process of building an economy. And you are listening to everyone's speech about Namibian resources and Namibian resources. At the highest level, we have understood that only entrepreneurship can unlock the true value of these resources. That beneficiation toward Namibian people cannot be done through taxes. We cannot invite foreigners in Namibia, then we tax them and we think they're getting the maximum benefit. Maximum benefit is going to be derived through ownership, through equity, through dividends. So that now means we have to cultivate the culture of entrepreneurship to enable Namibians to start the sustainable entrepreneurs. That is what I'm saying, that we haven't gone now to do the talk. And as I say, in business and economic segment, this program, we are not blaming anybody. We are not pointing fingers away from ourselves. We are within that equation of blunders and mistakes that we have done as a country, or perhaps the lack of work or inadequate work or lack of awareness creation. Eagle FM is guilty. Kanjengo is guilty. But we are not running away. We are not running away from what we're supposed to do. So that's why I'm saying I'm putting myself out there to risk having this conversation. And I'm starting from the president, I'm starting from the office of the prime minister, everyone. I'm not leaving anybody out. I'm coming for everyone. When I talk on this segment, I'm coming for everyone. The banks, the asset managers, Bank of Namibia, especially those people who are woke enough, economically woke, to understand what needs to be done. And that's why in my conversation, I'm always mentioning it at the Shima, I'm always mentioning it at the Alwendo, I'm always mentioning the Bank of Namibia, NIPDB, all these colleagues. Why I mention them? It's not because I hated them. It's not because I have against anything in Menangula or the governor. No, because these are the people who are economically woke to understand that you talking or creating a local content police with minimal effort to promote entrepreneurship, there is something that you haven't done like that. You have missed so many stages. The fact that we are not funding Startup Namibia with millions of dollars. The fact that we just started with mentorship at DBN. The fact that we just launched some youth program right now on Agribank and DBN 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It means we are very, very far in terms of promoting entrepreneurship. The fact that in terms of our seminars, conferences, we are jumping to inviting entrepreneurs, or some people think they're entrepreneur. We do not want to talk about the basic, about ideation, conceptualizing, proposal, writing, pitching for investors. We are not talking about these things. And these are the key. Because where will you get entrepreneurs, the true entrepreneurs who understand the risk, who are going to be resilient, who are going to take risk and dedicate their time to building something? Where will you get them? And that's why we are promoting briefcase and one season wonders. Because they haven't gone through the stages. Because why are you going through the process of ideation? Because you want to understand if the thought that you are having is actually in the right track. You want to understand if you truly have something there, or you are just because you are seeing people doing mining or doing agriculture. Everyone now, I'm also thinking,
We are all thinking, guys. We are all thinking. But is it bangable? Is it bangable? That is the key question. Is it bangable? Is it feasible? Can you do it in the Namibian market? Are you breaking some law? What is the law saying? How are you going to fund it? And all these questions, you will only ask them when you're going through the ideation process. That is it, colleagues. So are we ready to talk about ideation, the process of transforming that idea into something that people, that you can pitch to? Are we training and capacitating our young people that the local content policy and the beneficiation strategy cannot be implemented if you do not understand the process of entrepreneurship, risk taking, and running a business? And it's something that I do not know. The people that I work with knows that I'm not a leader. A very weird person, crazy, radical person, fast person. Yes, my emotions are everywhere. Many things of mine are in so many places. And I take that and I understand that. And that's why I'm saying that if we haven't gone to go through process to learn, because I never know, get a chance where I have three people or four people that are under me and I have to do something or to lead them. No, I didn't know. In the entrepreneurship module that I read, I was not capacitated in such a way. I never got to such a level. So now I'm here messing up and learning on the job, which is the most difficult. And when you are learning on the job, whose money are you risking? This man told me, I'm not going to give you money. Create your own money. But no, I'm not going to give you money. You have a product, run with it. And I'm listening to you and I'm looking at him like, I didn't know. I'm going to run with it. And I didn't want to tell him that, but I literally had it in mind that I wasn't prepared for this. And it's not because I'm being ungrateful that an opportunity was given to me. Colleagues, I want to correct everyone. Giving opportunity to somebody who has no understanding of entrepreneurship and risk taking, you are gambling. I hope he's not listening. I just hope he's not listening. If you give an opportunity, especially to run a business, to someone who has no basic understanding of the concept of entrepreneurship, market and risk, and more importantly, their determination to run from marketing to promotion to management to wherever, you're going to gamble. So that's why now at the national level, we should be getting back to the stages and enabling our young people to understand the process of ideation, conceptualizing, project financing, product development, taking some to the market. We need to understand, where will you get your money? Do you need a venture capitalist? Do you need an angel investor? Do you perhaps need a loan? And which institution is better to go borrow it? The banks? DBN, whoever, we need those type of education to be normalized. Because right now, we are not doing that. We are not doing it. And that is the risk I see as a country. And that's why many Namibians are not taking up opportunities. That's why me and my friends are failing at running businesses, because we are not normalizing the culture of promoting entrepreneurship. And the promotion of entrepreneurship, it means teaching, conversating, creating policies, and assisting, providing mentorship, enabling the type of capital, respecting early stage, not chasing vendors. We are the most confused nation when it comes to entrepreneurship. And it hurts me so much now that I have to go to blockchain or black chain. And it's so clear. There is nobody selling. There is nothing so emotional, guys. I've gone through these 2 weeks. when I go to blockchain and I don't see my vendors, because I usually buy my whatever from Pick and Pay, then the rest of my tomatoes and my potatoes and my green pepper and my carrots, I buy them outside. Now I don't have that. I don't even want to go there. And I'm not saying anything bad about the debt. No, I'm just saying we are the most confused nation. Because if we do not understand the synergy that is created or the relationship and why vendors come in front of a mall, if we don't understand that process and that relationship, then we are not serious about entrepreneurship. We are not. Now the vendors are chasing. I do not know where. I do not know where. Beautiful people. It hurts that we are jumping stages, and it's the responsibility of Eagle FM, it's the responsibility of all those that understand and know better to talk about these things, to calm us, because now we are riding a horse. We are riding a horse. All of a sudden, we want to be in the ocean. We also want to what? What do you know? What do you know? The foundation of every economy, colleagues. The foundation of every economy is their entrepreneur, their resilience, their ability to innovate, their ability to take risk and to contain risk and to solve problems. That is the foundation, is entrepreneurship. So the key question is, what are we doing to promote entrepreneurship? And again, what are we promoting? Do we understand what we are promoting, what we need to promote? Because as I say, we are walking around with a lot of thoughts and ideas to do things. But nobody's jumping in. We are only registering and reserving names. And that's what I'm saying. Let us go back to the basic. Let us go back to the basic. Beautiful people. I'm just asking you a question to understand. To understand and to get it on board. That how many of you policymakers, you as a minister, have you ever attended the pitch night? Have you ever attended the pitch night? Have you ever been at the Angel Investor pitching night? Where entrepreneurs are coming on board and they are submitting ideas and solutions and proposals. Have you ever attended any of those? We are hosting quarterly pitch and quarterly pitch events by the angel investors. And guess what? These are the early stage entrepreneurs. You're going to listen to entrepreneurial ventures and ideas that are popping in our economy, the innovations and the solution being presented by these young entrepreneurs. Why do we have, and I'm seeing, because I attended this NABAN or Angel Network pitching event, and if you look at how NABAN is like to say, please, the media should come and take a picture. And I look at it like, you guys, you don't need to beg me, bro. This is supposed to be one of where the media come and cover and report on to show Namibia and to advertise these ideas so that those who have money can come. So those that are willing to vendor can to mend can come. But it's one of the events where we do not attend and the media do not report on. And that shows you where we are as a country and what we need to do. And that's why my concern is that I think we are over our head. Because most of you do not even understand the project conceptualization and product development and taking a product to the market. How many of you understand? Or you are just a dummy like me? Many of us are. But then how are you be there to say we are promoting entrepreneurship when a product is being taken to the public, you are not on board to assist? When the early stage entrepreneurs are saying that we cannot go to the bank, When the early stage entrepreneurs are saying that you have to come up with a new financing mechanism for enterprises like me, because I'm still in incubation. I'm still to enter the market at a larger scale. And that's why most of you bankers and financiers, you want the 3-month financial statement of me. But dude, I'm just starting. I'm taking my product to the market. And if your criteria to assess if I'm bankable or not depends on a financial statement, then we have already failed as a country. Because when at the early stage, when are the startup going to be financed? If everyone, when they want money, you are going to ask them for a 6-month financial statement, then when are the new ideas, concept, and the prototype are going to be funded? That shows you how we are lost as a country, how we are doing disservices to the entrepreneurs, and our lack of understanding of entrepreneurship at a larger scale. And that's why I'm saying we are wrong, we. To talk about local content policy, to talk about beneficiation while we are not promoting entrepreneurship. Who is going to beneficiate lithium? That's why now the Chinese are starting the lithium processing themselves. Because in Namibia, nobody's willing. Nobody's willing to take up such a risk. Nobody's willing to fund. Oshino is looking for somebody to buy their mine, isn't it? Nobody. And they went to the Chinese and they went to Dundee. You see, it's our ability. Promotion of entrepreneurship means understanding the risk involved at every stage. And where we are at the early stage. We need the sharp entrepreneurs, people that are resilient, people that are innovative, people that are willing to do what needs to be done. And I know I'm failing something that was given to me. I know I'm not doing my best because I was not capacitated. I'm learning in the job. But one thing I make is that whatever everything I tell my team, I make sure I expose myself first. They can say, Nino Meno Akanchengo is not a good leader, but there is nothing I have asked from them that I haven't tried myself. So you as a policymaker, when you are talking about entrepreneurs, do not go be job seekers. So what are you doing? You asset managers, you banks, you development financiers, you NGOs. We are now throwing around this word of self-sufficiency and self-defense, food security. What are you doing to facilitate? Do you know that it's only entrepreneurs who have a basic understanding of what needs to be done, will solve the food insecurity? Because they can farm all year. They are not going to depend on rain. They will find where there is water. And they will make it happen. But are you willing to assist them, to promote them? And I think perhaps we do not understand the word promotion. It's not you making a poster like Eagle FM. No, it's you providing a platform for them either to talk about themselves. Is you creating a policy? Is you intervening to make sure that all governmental directives that are meant for to support entrepreneurship are being implemented? And Eagle FM, we are just not talking. No, we are not. We are just not talking. As I say, business and economic segment now is dedicated to you entrepreneurs. And I'm not willing to listen to you to say, no, we do not have a lot of money. No, call me and tell me, no, can't you go? Oh, I just have 1,000 yen, man. I just need even 10 minutes. I'm making shoes in Okakara, bruh. Okay, cool. It's okay. Give me that 1,000. I'll give you that 5 minutes. Come and talk about your product. So we are not just preaching and talking about things that we are not doing. And that's what I was saying. If all of us combine our effort, wherever you are in Okakara, you as a municipality, you do your job. Eagle FM do their job. They market that entrepreneur. Because it does not make sense for Eagle FM to talk about the shoemaker in Okakarara when the municipality is not willing to give the land. It won't make sense. When that shoemaker is hiding somewhere, some buildings, nobody's seeing them. And Eagle FM is saying, no, there is a guy in Okakarara who makes beautiful shoes. So it means Okakarara municipality have to expose this person to be standing where he can be seen. So when Eagle FM say, go to Okakarara if you want the best shoes, you do not have to look around the whole Okakarara to find him. So it means all of us now working together. When the angel investors are now holding pitch night, Eagle FM, you go there, you make sure you are like that pitch night so that every investor knows. So it's about this collaborative effort that will make, if we are serious about entrepreneurship, that is it. That is it. Everyone doing what needs to be done. Beautiful people. Are you willing? Are you in? Yes, I don't have the best voice to present this. I wish I can be more polite. I can be better perhaps. But unfortunately, the voice is like that. And yes, I'm not satisfied with my effort. I'm not satisfied with the effort of Minister of Trade. I'm not satisfied with the Minister of Finance. I'm not satisfied with the Bank of Namibia. I'm not satisfied with the Presidential Office. I'm not satisfied with NIPDB. I'm not satisfied with the banks. I'm not satisfied with DBN. I'm not satisfied with all of us when it comes to our effort in promoting entrepreneurship. I'm not. And nobody can come to me. Even Agribank can come. DBN can come. Everyone can come to claim that they have done enough for entrepreneurs. No, I would never agree. All of us together, Eagle FM, we have failed. The Village, we have failed. Bank of Namibia, all of us, we have failed entrepreneurship in this country. And it's why we are running to create a policy that will facilitate Namibia to participate when we cannot fix the ground. So where will I start a business? And in the next week, I'm going to give you a classical study or a case study of one company that did something to promote or to onboard entrepreneurs. And that's what something that I want us to be using and to be doing. We are going to look at that company, what they did to enable local people to participate in a certain sector. We are going to highlight that case study of them, what they did to have Namibian participate, deliberate effort. Not these things like, no, entrepreneurs are welcome to participate. No. We are saying a deliberate effort to enable participation. Capacitating access to capital. That is what we are referring to. So I'm not satisfied with all of us as a country when it comes to entrepreneurship development. And I will go conduct this company. I am going to conduct this company. I will make sure they come and we detail that. And we talk to such people and what has been done to enable them to participate in such a sector. So that we can learn, so that we can do what needs to be done. And that is why we highlighted the Minister of Agriculture work yesterday. We are highlighting beautiful case studies. We are going in collaboration to show new approaches of what needs to be done to transform our economy. We are being deliberate in our efforts. So does everyone need to be? Not just talking, not just making speeches. No. We are walking the walk. As much as a girl firm does not have a lot of money, but we have a bigger platform. And we need to leverage. Maybe we don't have leverage as we supposed to also. But now we are reaching out. And I'm not just talking. I'm in your emails. I'm annoying almost all these people to say, come, 30 minutes is here. I don't care what budget you have. Come and tell the Namibian people what you are doing and how they can come to you. And we are being deliberate in that. So colleagues, entrepreneurship promotion, ideation, conceptualization, and taking a product to the market, the product development. We need to discuss serious matters. You cannot be promoting entrepreneurship and you have no incubation center. You cannot be promoting entrepreneurship and value addition and you are chasing the vendors who are selling. So if I create a product who's going to sell my product, if the people who are giving me shelf space are the vendors, if the retailers do not want my product, so where do I go sell it? The vendors are the best one. But now you do not want them to be situated somewhere. So which entrepreneurship are you promoting? Beautiful people. Let us be serious on entrepreneurship promotion, incubation, ideation, conceptualization, product development, taking something to the market. The keywords. So what are you doing in those keywords to facilitate those keywords to happen? Pitching, understanding finance, access to market. Those keywords, what are we doing? Me and you. You and your company, you and your ministry. You and your bank, you and your asset manager. You as a trade facilitator. What are we doing together, colleagues, to promote it through entrepreneurship?
Don't tell me you are holding a conference. No, we are done with conferences. We are being practical.
So the key question now that we should ask ourselves is that, what do we task to do certain things in this entrepreneurship promotion? Okay, Bipa, you are asking for my annual returns. What else are you doing to make sure whatever we register get to materialize? Because we are just reserving names and doing nothing else, and that is it. So what are you doing to make sure I earn those returns and pay it to you every year? Bank of Namibia, as you facilitate access to capital, as you talk about interest, as you talk about whatever you are talking about, as you talk about restructuring and diversification, who will diversify the export basket if it's not entrepreneurs, if it's not innovators, if it's not the process of product development? More product need to be brought to the market. Who will bring them? Namib Mill already have like around 4 or 5 products within their portfolio. Don't you want another Namib Mill? A company started in Namibia in these years that has a portfolio of 4 or 3 products. That is now restructuring. That is diversification. But who will do it if we are not promoting these early stage startups and enterprises? Who will do it? Who will add value to our maize, to our mahangu, to our sweet potato, to whatever we have, to our watermelon, if it's not entrepreneurs? So meaning we have to promote them aggressively so they grow, so they mature. Beautiful people. We have to deliberately. So it means that where we need to start is somewhere down where entrepreneurship begin. It's at the marketplace. It's at the marketplace. It's in the incubation center. It's in young people or in those garage where things are happening. Beautiful people. We need to have a conversation about entrepreneurship, promoting it adequately. And once you understand the process of ideation, the process of conceptualizing my idea, the process of actually creating a prototype and what do I need, we need to understand such a process so we can promote them. Early stage. Beautiful people. Are you having such a conversation to understand what needs to be done to promote entrepreneurship in Namibia? So that when we are moving forward, when we are saying that we are positioning Namibian, we are not positioning individuals. We are positioning entrepreneurs, people who are willing to do the work to create employment. Because if you put me in a position and I do not create employment, you do not position Namibians. And I think that is the mistake we have been doing. We are positioning individuals who are not even creating businesses. We are positioning briefcase entrepreneurs. They haven't created even 2 or 3 jobs. They haven't even created 3 jobs. And that can now show you that we didn't do what need to be done, or we did not understand the process of entrepreneurship or positioning Namibian. We need to position entrepreneurs more. We need to position entrepreneurs more because they add value, they process, they manufacture, and they innovate. So those are the people we need to position, even when you talk about our local content police.
Our local content, we're supposed to be positioning entrepreneurs, enterprises, local grown enterprises, and innovators in the Namibian context, not individuals. Because what is the use of now you placing a Namibian to work in an oil rig? Okay, cool. That's one person is now getting his salary of 50,000. Which one is better than positioning a company to participate with, which will employ Namibians? Beautiful people. Beautiful people. So that is the conversation. That is what we're supposed to be doing. So that's what I'm saying. I'm taking you back to understand the concept of entrepreneurship. Because I'm also just learning. Because I'm realizing that we are jumping the ship. And that is when Namibian companies are started when a tender come, when an opportunity come, is when they are being started. And it's not that bad. It's just that that person did not go through the ideation process, the conceptualization process. And that's why they will not last. Because he barely understood the dynamics of the market, the risk. Just because you have access to capital or you have access to good people who can give you a tender, it doesn't make you an entrepreneur. And we are learning the hard way from this. Almost every company that was started because of a tender boom, where are they now? They have all collapsed. All the companies that were started due to the Poamba billions of euro bonds, where are they now? They all have collapsed. The construction companies, the manufacturing companies. That's the process. We need to train and capacitate our people to go through the process so that they can build better companies. Now we have small companies that have been empowered and they are crying. No, but you have been empowered. A market was facilitated for you to penetrate. To penetrate and to be at that level. Beautiful people. You were empowered and you were pushed to be at that level. But now you are the one crying. Now you are the one crying. Why are you crying? And it shows that they were not prepared. They were not prepared. They were not prepared. They did not understand the risk. They did not understand the risk. So an opportunity came in the market and they were bulldozed and they were fit in, they were forced in. So they can't run a business. So they are like Kanjengo here, who keep going back to the investor that I need recapitalization, my guy. Things are hard. I didn't understand that they understood the hardship. That is where my weakness is. And that's why as we learn and as we intend to promote entrepreneurship, we need to go to the stages of entrepreneurship. That is where we should offer support. That is where we should actually offer support. When young people are going through the ideation process or the conceptualization process or the incubation process, that is when we need to support them. Beautiful people. I'm just saying the support is not at the highest level where everyone is talking about and giving long speeches. No, the support is needed here during my ideation process at UNAM. When I'm leaving grade 12 or grade 11 and I have an idea and I want to participate. When I'm graduating from VTC, so as I'm already being in my level 1 or my level 2 or certificate, I have already an option that in case you choose to monetize your skill set, you have to go through the process of ideation. Put your thought together and draft them in such a way they are in a business idea. Not your thoughts or random wishes. No. And once you're done with that, you now be ready actually to meet certain people which can give you finance or capital. So what do? You now have to conceptualize that idea. A concept is something that financier can read. No banker or financier want to read your idea. They want your concept, because a concept is drafted in a manner that you are talking about what you want to do, the market you want to enter. Is, yeah, I'm not saying all of this, all the simulation and the forecasting are done in there, but the picture is more clear. An investor can decide yes or no. But an idea is all over the place. An idea is not yet done. So that's what I'm saying. This is where the people need help. So we can know how many ideas are worth taking to the next stage, conceptualization. How many of these concepts are ready to take to be taken to the market? You see? Beautiful people. Are we having this conversation though? Or we are just saying Namibians should participate, Namibians should participate. Participate how? We need to decide among ourselves, guys. Because I'm just seeing people saying Namibians need to participate, Namibians need to be empowered. Through what? Employment? Through employment, or what do we want? When you are saying that Namibians should participate, we want them to participate how? Because I think we are running a risk of actually not understanding what we want and how our people can benefit in certain resources. And it's a pity if we are not going to be deliberate in our effort of how do we want Namibians to participate? In what way? Beautiful people. The conversation needs to happen. And if we are not honest about these things, how we should promote entrepreneurship in our country, I think we are going to do injustice. I think we are going to do injustice to ourselves. And as I say, the foundation of every economy is its entrepreneurs. How many entrepreneurs do you have? How many of them are coming to solve your problem and your solutions? New sectors are emerging. Who is going to enter? So that the benefit can be maximized, that accrue to Namibia can be maximized through Namibian entrepreneurs. So that's why I'm saying the support that we are giving needed to be given at the lowest level, at the early stage, ideation process, conceptual process, prototype process, incubation process. That is where the support is needed. So we make sure we build better, resilient, and innovative entrepreneurs. So, and we will be sure of who will survive. So, it's up to us. It's up to you. We need to be deliberate. But please, let us be serious about entrepreneurship promotion. We need to know what needs to be done and when, at what stage, where are the problems. It's not just the capital alone. That theory that no, we do not have capital. No, there is a lot of support needed by these potential entrepreneurs. And if you can just identify what they need at every stage of their entrepreneurial journey, we'll produce more entrepreneurs. We needed to choose. We needed to be deliberate. At which stage are they and what do they need? What type of capital? What type of financing? Perhaps it's land. Perhaps it's utility. That is how you promote entrepreneurship. That is how you promote entrepreneurship.
It's not you saying it in speeches. It's not you preaching about it. It's you going at every stage and creating that environment for ideas to flourish, for concept to be funded, for capital to flow, for research to happen, for innovation to happen, for manufacturing to happen. That is it. Otherwise, we are not promoting entrepreneurship in Namibia. We are just promoting and forcing people to enter while they are not ready. And that's why we are unable to build enterprises. We just have a lot of small scale that died tomorrow or that died the other day. So to reduce enterprises mortality or small enterprise mortality in Namibia, we have to look at what stage, we have to go at every stage of entrepreneurial process and give the necessary assistance or support so that they grow, so that they go to a stage where they can be on their own. And with that, colleagues, that was my suggestion. That was my hypothesis. And I'm just suggesting. And you can polish, you can make it better as a policymaker. You are the custodian. As a banker, you are the custodian of capital. As an asset manager, you are the custodian. As a mentor, you are having access to entrepreneurs. As a teacher. So it's up to you, colleagues. Which approach is better? How do we do this thing? But all I know is that in Namibia, we're not promoting entrepreneurship. I might be maybe wrong in all my analysis, but all I know, we're not promoting entrepreneurship. And we will not reap the benefit of these new sectors if we do not promote real entrepreneurs. We're supposed to promote entrepreneurs and assist them so they can build this thing for us, not individuals. And with that, colleagues, I thank you so much for choosing us. If you're listening via the app, I thank you for using your data. If you're listening to the radio, thank you for buying this battery and to participate in this conversation. Or you are streaming us via the website. That's how we're supposed to do, man. We need to build this conversation to change the mindset to awaken new, better ideas than Kanjengo's theories. And with that, thank you so much and have a very good night and have a good weekend.